going out this afternoon, Phil pulled me aside beforehand, said, "Hey, Matt, listen, I play my best when I'm having fun. Let's go out there. Let's mix it up. Have a good time." We did just that. I got off to a good start, and then what a finish Phil put on. It was fun to watch. I told him that I'd witnessed a lot of great golf out of him, and this certainly is one that I'll always remember, seeing him cap the match off the way he did.
Patrick, could you address your day, your full day today, please?
I'll be addressing this for our team.
Okay.
We had a great day today together. We played phenomenal golf this morning. We didn't miss many shots. We made a couple bogeys in a row that let the other guys back in the match, and it was out of character finish for us. As you see, it was certainly out of character for my partner over here, because we were then left in the same position this afternoon, and Patrick took over. I mean, what a front nine he had, with five birdies and an eagle on his own, maybe on the front nine, and then on the back nine, he came through on 14, 15 with kind of what really closed the match, really birdied 16 as well, and probably would have birdied 17 if he had to. So we wanted Rose and Stenson again. They wanted to play us again. We split yesterday's two matches, and we wanted them in this best ball format. And so we were very pleased to get the call to go back out for our fourth match of the week. And I guess Patrick, with some fatigued legs, plays his best golf, so maybe he can take that into everything that he does. I don't know, but it was really fun to be a part of. What an incredible atmosphere out there. And we've got obviously a job to do tomorrow, but we're very pleased with today.
And JB Holmes, could you address your one-up victory this afternoon?
It was a great day for us. It was a battle back and forth all day, so it was coming down to the end. It was big. I kind of left Ryan hanging out to dry on 17, but he came through and hit some great shots, and we're able to come through and get a victory at the end. So it was just an awesome day. Crowd was great, and just the atmosphere here at the Ryder Cup's unbelievable. So it was great to get a point and help the team.
Patrick, why do you think, unlike some people, that you can play so well when adrenaline is pumping through your veins?
Good question. I don't know. I just feed off of it for some reason, and for some reason the ball doesn't seem to go that much farther than most times. It's interesting, because the only time I feel like I actually have to play for more distance is at 16 at Waste Management. Besides that, for some reason, the ball just seems to just go to normal distance.
Jordan, you mentioned wanting to be against Stenson and Rose again. There are players who enjoy winning points, and there are players who enjoy beating people. When you say you want a piece of those guys again, do you fall under that category of you probably enjoy beating people?
Yeah, probably both. We know how stout that team is, because they had not lost a match in Ryder Cup play together until this week. And we love that challenge. We hadn't lost a match in Ryder Cup play together until this week, so we thought, why not throw us against them? We won our first match against them. Henrik pulled a Patrick yesterday afternoon, and Patrick pulled a Patrick this afternoon for us to kind of better them. It's probably both. I mean, sure, wherever Captain was going to put us, we're fine. We didn't know we were going to be against them. We didn't even know if we were playing again in the afternoon. But when we saw it, we were definitely pleased about the challenge ahead, that we had split 1-1 and neither one of us had lost before that. So we just went out and kind of did our job.
Straight ahead, number four, please.
Jordan, two questions. How much fun is it to watch Patrick emoting out there, and what does he mean to, as far as being the heart and soul of this American team?
You're American. Are you rooting for us?
I travel on no passport this week. I'm impartial observer.
Okay. Well, I assume that deep in your heart you're rooting for us. That's how much fun it was for me, too. Yeah, 16, he hit his approach shot with that 5-wood, 4-wood, from like 269 into the breeze with the ball below his feet off a downslope. And after he struck it, and you could kind of tell, before it even reached its apex, with the scene that was around us, the most amount of people that either one of us have ever seen on a golf hole, before it reached its apex, we were both screaming. I mean, that's how cool it was. I screamed, "Let's go, Patrick," and I blacked. I don't know what he screamed at that point, but he did his signature, whatever it was that he's been doing. Let's go fist pump. Just what a shot he pulled off there. And that hole was so cool walking up and just hearing he was getting everything that he deserved for what he did this afternoon against, again, you know, historically the best team that they've had. They hadn't lost a match. So what a performance it was. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be a part of that team.
Another question for Jordan, please. Jordan, obviously there were a few unsavory incidents around various matches. Sorry, over here, left. There were a few unsavory incidents, unfortunately, and suggestions that you were trying to calm the crowd down, get them to keep quiet at various points. Could you just talk about that, please? And were you annoyed that the minority are possibly spoiling it for the majority?
I think that we just wanted to make sure that everybody could play their game. You know, there were times where it would quiet down and then you get a fan or two that would just yell and single people out maybe. And we wanted to just hush them down so that they got so that they were able to hit under the same conditions we were able to hit under. And I think that's fair. Obviously, just like when we play over there, there's going to be cheers when the shots are poor for the opponent. And then, you know, extreme jubilation when we do something well. We wanted to beat them at their best, and we thought it, you know, would be fair to make sure that we did our part in, I guess, giving them the opportunity that we had when we were hitting shots.
Okay, we have time for three more. Let's start with number one, please, straight ahead.
Matt, you touched on this earlier, talking with Phil about wanting to play together for months. Patrick or Jordan, or Jordan, I'm just wondering if you could speak to maybe Phil's fingerprints or influence on this team in particular.
Patrick. He thought you were talking to Coos because you started with Coos.
Yeah, you said Matt.
Phil's fingerprints on kind of the team?
His influence, fingerprints.
So. Yeah, sure. He's he is the leader of this team. You know, Phil, I think we all believe that. You know, I mean, Phil, Matt, Zach, the elder guys on the team have taken a role in kind of keeping our heads focused amidst all the noise. Phil has some great ideas. He's so positive, and he can really make you feel like if you're off, that you're on. And that's a great thing to have in the locker room, and it certainly has helped our team this week. And we've really enjoyed, you know, having him on the team, obviously contributing the way that he's contributed, which is what we've seen him do for decades, to help, you know, get us in this position and in a cool spot for tomorrow. But off the course, he's really providing for our team as well.
Number two, please.
This is to JB and Ryan. When you folks walked up to the 18th green, did you really think in your mind you're walking out of there with a win? That's question one. And to the group as a whole, if you had your druthers, who would you like to play tomorrow?
It's hard to say. You know, any putt is hard in that circumstances. In those circumstances, to make a putt to, you know, try and square up the match on the 18th hole. He had missed a putt on 17, a little bit longer. But obviously, you know, we were trying to bury the hole and not make it not making it an issue. You just never know. We were sitting on the green with not knowing what was going to happen, and it worked out for us. So,
I mean, I didn't want to think that we didn't have a chance until, I mean, once I missed my birdie and Ryan didn't make his chip, I thought. You know, I thought he would make the putt, so I was definitely surprised when it didn't go in. But it was in the shadows and it was downhill, so you know, what definitely wasn't a gimme. So we fought hard today and was happy to get a point. And as far as who we play tomorrow, I'm just going to go out and play my game and do the best I can, and you know, not really worry about who I'm playing.
Matt, you're the only one that was at Medina. Is there any type of advice or anything that you can say to the guys that weren't there about protecting that lead tomorrow?
We all know the deal is to do our job. We go out there to win our match, not worrying about how many points the team needs to close it out or win. There's no total. We're going out there to do our job, to win our match. We'd like to win all 12 matches. That's our job for tomorrow.
initial thoughts on tomorrow's pairing. So maybe talk about today first.
Well, obviously a great day. We had a great start yesterday, a great finish today. So all in all, it was a great 2 days for us. And, you know, I keep saying it over and over again in every interview, our team played great for 2 days, and the European team played great for 2 days, and we had a lot of tough matches. I saw more birdies in the groups that I was watching. I saw more birdies than I think I've ever seen. It was unbelievable atmosphere out there and a lot of great golf. And then the matchups, you know, no matter how we put them out there and no matter how many they put them out there, there was going to be great matches. There's so many guys. I know they had a lot of new guys, but some of them played incredibly well. You know, our guys top to bottom playing very, very well. As I said before, it's hard to sit guys out. Now I don't have to sit anybody out. So I'm excited to not have to make any of those calls and phone calls anymore. And we can all go play tomorrow.
Davis, at 10 past 5 this afternoon, it was 6.5, 6.5. Did you say anything to the last three pairings? Did you make any comments to them to say what to do at that position?
When it got to 6.5? No, I'm always relying on my, I keep saying assistant vice captains, it says on their cart. I keep relying on them to tell me where to go, basically. And we ended up at the last minute, obviously, with Bubba, so we have a lot of coverage. You know, we have a lot of guys out there supporting. So we started off the week with, you know, me being on the tee for the first four matches and then racing out to the fourth hole to be on the first par three and start getting clubs because I could give advice. Obviously, that worked the first day, first match. So we just said we better stick with it. The only deviation really that I did is today I just said I really feel like I ought to start off walking with the Koepka and Dustin Johnson match, the first match off. And I wanted to see the battle of the bombers. And Thomas Bjorn and I were enjoying saying that they hit it a lot farther than I ever did. So it was fun to watch starting off. And then I got out to four and I parked it there. So I missed some annex, I guess, on the first tee and some good songs. But I missed my guys teeing off. But I felt better, you know, walking off with those guys and seeing how the course was playing. And then it was just fun to keep shifting to the same spot. I would shift to number eight, then I would shift over to the next par three. And we had a couple little things come up in the back nine where I got pulled off of standing on the par threes. But then we had some close matches, so I would just say, which one do you think I ought to go watch? But, you know, obviously Tiger's watched the same guys play all week, and Tom Lehman's watched the same guys play all week. So I'm just kind of filling holes and really making pairings. That was my big job, and it was a hard job. Make the pairings and sit guys out under the time crunch. We were almost late today. We were so last minute for the afternoon pairings.
I believe I saw a report that Tiger talked you into sending Jordan and Patrick out for the afternoon. Is that true, and could you share with us that conversation?
Well, we had a lot of scenarios. These days with the radio is great, but then with text messaging, everybody was texting me their lineup. We started the last night, and then this last session, we had a plan. Here's all the options, and Tiger likes to say plan A and plan B. We got a little panicky there before we had to turn them in because everybody had a different idea. And I just kept reminding them that there was four guys sitting back in the clubhouse that were ready to play. And when it came right down to it, Phil made an unbelievably good call. I was waiting until Phil got done with his match, and it kind of made the guys back in the clubhouse a little bit nervous. But texting made it good. But we all kind of had a little bit different idea. Even my son threw a lineup. He was my cart driver. He said, here's a lineup. And I just finally said to Tiger, you know, are we playing them or are we sitting them? And he said, no, you have to send them back out there. They're playing so well. And so what we've been trying to do is the four teams we thought were the best and we trusted the most, we would send out there. Fortunately, we ended up with getting everybody out there both days, which was good.
Number two on our left.
Davis, it's no surprise with the Europeans down three that that Darren would top load his team going out. Did you throw Patrick and Jordan near the top in anticipation of him giving you a really heavyweight start, and you wanted to have somebody that strong at that position as well?
We, the six of us, sat way back in the back of the locker room and talked about it for a while, and we've got, as we've been talking for the last year, we've got stats guys that tell us what's usually happened. I've obviously been around a lot of teams. It's no secret that they were going to load the boat.
Captain Darren Clark. Darren, as we did yesterday, perhaps I can ask you your thoughts first on the day that was, and, you know, a good start for Europe in the morning and a little lost momentum in the afternoon.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the guys rode the momentum this morning from that day again last night. Played nicely this morning. Went out this afternoon, and, you know, we faced some inspired golf by Davis's team, and they played very well. You know, so obviously disappointed with this afternoon's result from a European point of view. But there's still 12 points to play for tomorrow.
Your first thoughts on 12 matches, and perhaps a little description of your strategy as to how you laid out your team for Sunday singles.
Well, as you can see, with us being 3 points behind, you know, we've gone very strong. The whole team's strong, but we've gone very strong there early. So there's some wonderful games that we're all going to see tomorrow out there. You know, starting off, obviously, with the first one with Patrick Reed, who played fantastically well today against Rory, who's played fantastically well all week. So, you know, there's lots of fantastic matchups there tomorrow.